Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Quenice Petway, and I'm inviting you to check out my interactive book, A Glimpse of Our Father: Lessons Parenthood Reveals for All of God's Children. Each encouraging lesson illuminates God's forgiveness, guidance, plan, presence, and unfailing love for you. It's available on my website, which is aglimpseofourfather.com, and most online platforms where books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verses, Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verses are Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Many restaurants pride themselves on describing how their dishes are made. Some say that their meat has never been frozen. Others say that their cows were grass-fed. Grocery stores even label fruit and vegetables as organic to ensure that shoppers know that there are no toxic chemicals or pesticide, making the food safe and healthy for consumption. When we know the composition of our meals, our confidence is that the food is good for us and will taste good to us and worth our time to eat, right? We believe that the food will add value to our bodies. Well, our Heavenly Father God reminds us in Psalm 139 how we are made and describes our value. David is the author of this chapter, and he first points out that we were formed, some versions say created, by God, and woven, some versions say knit, which can also mean covered, fenced in, and protected by God himself in our mother's womb. Verse 14 goes on to say, I will give thanks to you, some versions say praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. We'll pause there for a moment and see, what does this word fearfully mean? God is describing us as fearfully made. Here is one of the ingredients. Fearfully in this context is the Hebrew word yare, which not fear in the sense of dread or being scared, but rather to be in awe, amazement, honor, respect, reverence, astonishment, remarkable. This is the same fear used in Psalm 2, verse 11, that says, serve the Lord with fear, right? So out of reverence, not scared, not worried, right? But out of reverence, respect, because God is amazing. He is remarkable, right? He is honorable. So that is the same word fear that is used in this context. We are fearfully, wonderfully made. So put your name in there and say, I am remarkable. I am amazing, right? I am worthy of honor because this is who God says that I am. Let's look at the word wonderfully in this context. The Hebrew word here is palah, which means to be distinct, distinguished, separated, set apart. That means there is nothing common about who we are. God made us distinguished. So call yourself that right now. Say, I am distinguished. I'm separated. I am set apart. We also know, as Genesis 1:27 says, we are made in God's image. So that's something to get excited about. And so thinking about the fact that we're fearfully and wonderfully made by God is enough to be encouraged. And we need to just remember that. So just pause for a moment even and think of the innumerable intricacies of the human body, the functions, the parts, the components. That's enough to be amazed and awestruck and give God praise, right? We hear David say, I will praise you, right? I will give thanks to you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So we do praise God for that. How would you describe yourself? Do you point out your flaws, mistakes, shortcomings, or mishaps? Do you point out the things you wish were different or could be similar to someone you admire? Well, God says that he made us himself and he made us fearfully and wonderfully. And David says at the end of this passage, and my soul knows it very well. This means that without a shadow of a doubt, in the depths of his very being, in his mind, in his heart, David knows that he is fearfully and wonderfully made. And it's worth giving God praise, and it's worth knowing deep within so that we can be encouraged when doubt, when shame, when low self-worth tries to kick in. Genesis 1:31 talks about God seeing all that he made, and it was very good. Not just minorly good, not okay, mediocre, or terrible, but very good. And very means greatly, exceedingly, much, abundant. That's what God calls us. He created us. We're his creation. Genesis 1 says God created. Ephesians 2:10 refers to us as God's workmanship. And some versions say handiwork or masterpiece. Psalm 104:24 says, oh Lord, how many are your works? In wisdom, you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. This means God put a great deal of thought into making you and me, and nothing about his work is sloppy, and we are composed of the finest ingredients. So remember how you were made. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us how you made us. We are grateful to know that you are our creator who calls us fearfully and wonderfully made and who knit us together in our mother's wombs. When low self-esteem or critical thoughts try to creep in, remind us of who you say that we are. When feelings of inadequacy arise, quiet them with the truth that we were handcrafted by the best who calls us very good, one-of-a-kind, amazing masterpieces. Thank you for making us in your image and forming us with the very best ingredients. We love and praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.